Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines with former Padres Randy Jones and Kurt Bavacqua. I'm Jesse Agler, and Kurt and I are now joined by current Padre, brand new Padre. He's still got the new pitcher shine on his arm. Craig Kimbrell, the closer, joins us, acquired on Sunday. Had to be a little bit of a surprise, huh?
It definitely was. It's a whirlwind of a day. You know, you don't expect anything like that the day before the season starts. But, you know, I got out here, got in the game the other night. Was happy to get my first appearance out of the way and looking forward to the rest of the year.
Yeah, we noticed that. We noticed your appearance. That's all we talked about yesterday, I think, for an entire hour on this show. First of all, let me be more cordial. Welcome to San Diego. Welcome to Petco Park in a home uniform for the very first time. You feel settled in any way, shape, or form, or is it just a total whirlwind right now?
No, not at all. I was talking about I'm homeless and carless right now. So maybe over the next few days or, you know, this homestand, I can get that all finalized and get that out of the way.
So Randy finished eight innings. Now he's got a reliever in for him.
I like that.
I feel good still being in the lineup. It was, you know what I forgot about the other night? I got to tell you this. You got on the mound. I completely forgot about this. I got all jacked up when I saw that the first time because it went out of my mind until you came to the mound in the last inning the other night. When did that start?
You know, it's something that, I mean, I get that question all the time. I mean, it's something that's unorthodox and, you know, it's different. But something I started doing probably about 5 years ago. You know, I had a little bit of bicep tendonitis. I used to always put my arm behind my back and lean in towards the plate. So I started to let it hang. And over the course of, I guess, a year, it started making its way further and further out. And I didn't notice it really for the first time until somebody asked me to sign a pitcher. And I was like, do I really do that bad? But you know, it's kind of part of my makeup now. It's part of what I do. And it's been working over the last few years. So
well, I'm sorry to be just repetitious. A little, yeah. I'm really sorry.
No.
I can't hold my arm up that long anymore.
Well, yeah, you're at a different point in your career than he is. He's 26 years old in the prime.
Exactly.
And, you've been out of the game for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. It is a cool thing. It's a fun thing. And
it
I
is.
Imagine the fans are going to have a good time with that. We were just seeing some highlights from the other night. I don't know that you noticed it when it was happening in real time because you were focused on pitching. They had a tremendous shot on television of Shields and Kennedy just laughing, watching you pitch, which we were all talking about and the fans were all talking about it. Those guys having the opportunity to sort of watch you work, and you strike out Andre Ethier. And, I mean, what was kind of the reaction from these guys when you got back to the dugout? Or I guess when the game was over and you saw him out on the field.
Well, they weren't laughing. It was kind of I did my business, you know. It's fun to see that. You know, this game's supposed to be fun, and you know, with my new teammates, if they're enjoying watching me out there, and I guess I need to keep on doing that. Keep it light, keep the guys laughing. You know, I don't think the other dugout was laughing.
No, probably not.
If we keep our dugout,
they
laughing,
were laughing at the hitters, is what they were doing.
Yeah. I'm doing something right if I can do that.
I would say so. All right, so let's rewind. Let's go back in the time machine and pretend it's December. Late December, obviously you're into your off-season program, whatever it is you're doing, and I imagine you pay some attention to baseball and hot stove and all that, and A.J. Preller's here in San Diego, the new general manager, and he's making all these moves, and all this stuff is happening. So as a member of the Braves, as the reigning Trevor Hoffman relief pitcher winner in the National League last year, what are you thinking just sort of from that detached perspective as you're watching this all take place?
I mean, you can't help but have noticed. You know, he came in here and he was like, we're going after it and bringing guys in and making it a point that this organization wants to win right now. And that's always exciting as a player. And, you know, that's what you want. You know, you have your teams who want to look, you know, over the course of years and things like that. And as a player, you really don't know how long you're going to get to play this game. So when you see an organization doing that, bringing guys in, saying, you know, this is the year we're going to do it, I mean, that's exciting.
With the five starters that this ball club has, I mean, it's got to make you feel pretty good that you're going to be getting into a lot of games, maybe 20 games more than you're used to getting in every year with the lead in the eighth or ninth inning.
Yeah, I mean, from top to bottom, the rotation is great. And, you know, they're going to pitch deep into games. But, you know, the other thing, too, is the strength of the bullpen to get it there, you know, to keep those games close. And, to be able to get to that situation. You know, it's an entire team makeup. And, you know, we might have nights like the other night where we go out and, you know, it wasn't one, two, or three runs scored in a tie ball game. It was four, you know. And people ask me if that gets to me, you know. And if we're scoring runs, I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about winning. It's not about the individual stats. It's not about how many saves I can get. It's about winning, and that's the bottom line.
It's funny you say that because I think a lot of us were watching that game, and I was kind of seeing the conversation on Twitter, and there were actually people that were like, no, stop at three because we want to see Kimbrel. Buddy Black said after the game, like, you were coming in no matter what in that situation, and clearly you weren't bothered at all by the four-run lead. That
well,
didn't seem
I felt like it was a safe situation.
Yeah.
You know, and so I was super excited, and I'm just happy to be here, guys.
I can tell. It's a lot of fun. I want to talk a little pitching specific stuff here. The breaking ball, the curveball, you told me, is what it is. I mean, it's 86 or whatever, which is disturbing. Just tell us a little bit about the breaking pitch and how you use it, how you like to use it, because it was fun watching it the other night.
I can't sit here and tell you all my secrets.
All right.
I don't know who's – no. It's it was a pitch I developed over time. You know, I used to throw a slider and a curveball. But my curveball, the same way I grip it now, was about 75. I just started getting more comfortable with it. I was able to grip it harder and just throw it harder. So I got rid of the old slider because it wasn't good anyways. And, you know, at times it slides more, and other times it goes down more. It really depends on how I feel on the day, the batter, things like that. The biggest thing for me is just make sure I can throw it for strikes, because if I can throw it for strikes, that means they'll swing at it when it's a ball.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you a little bit about secrets. You look for a fastball, you adjust to break a ball. When you got a fastball at 100 and a breaking ball that's 13 or 14 miles an hour slower, you got serious problems.
Yeah, it's game
over.
He's
proved to the National League and all of baseball the last 4 or 5 years that hitters have serious problems adjusting to the speed of his fastball and then the adjustment on his breaking ball. It's just very, very difficult to be able to adjust to it. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, it's been fun
to
watch.
I'm not going to go out there. I'm not going to tell you I go out there and I'm trying to set guys up. You know, my makeup is I'm going to give you my best pitch, and if you hit it, you hit it. If you don't, you don't. I'm not going to try to nibble. I'm not going to try to hit a corner. I'm just going to try to throw my best pitch and just try to overpower the hitter.
You don't want to try to hit corners on that umpire last night.
No, not
going to call it.
Not at all. Oh, he was pretty tight last night.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to get Craig Kimbrel in trouble, but that was a joke last night at times. Hey, man, thanks for stopping by. Awesome to meet you. Welcome. Everybody, too, make sure you follow Craig on Twitter, at Kimbrel46, last name, jersey number. Easy to remember. Great to meet you, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Welcome to San Diego, Craig Kimbrel, a very, very exciting addition. If you're headed to the Party in the Park, presented by Southwest tomorrow, while you're at the biggest happy hour in San Diego, you can check out the Maui Jim sunglasses booth with lenses that eliminate glare and make colors pop. Maui Jim sunglasses don't shield your view of the world. They bring it to life. So stop by and grab a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses coming up at the Party in the Park. That's tomorrow at happy hour. We'll take a break. When we come back, more with Randy Jones and Kurt Bavacqua. Thanks again to Craig Kimbrel.